Hi, I'm Arlene Ford with this week's featured articles from the Bottom Line Personal December 1st, December 15, 2023 edition. Let's begin with our first article, and we're going to be reading from the Heard by Our Editors section. No big oil price impact from the Israel-Hamas war, predicts consultant Robert van der Valk. Oil prices jumped by a few dollars per barrel immediately after the Hamas attack on Israel in early October, but then quickly recovered. As long as no oil-producing countries are directly involved in the fighting, we should see no meaningful impact on global oil prices. Of course, that could change if oil producers do enter the war. But even then, as we've seen with Russia-Ukraine, the market can probably absorb most of the shock. That was from Robert van der Valk, who is a petroleum industry consultant in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. The next topic, Adderall's shortage is hurting people who need it, warns Michael Weaver, MD. Pandemic-related supply chain issues and manufacturing limits set by the Drug Enforcement Administration have disrupted availability of this stimulant to treat ADHD, just as more people have started using it because of loosened prescription requirements. If the shortage is disrupting your life, ask your doctor about alternative medications such as atomoxetine, which goes under the name Strattera, and bupropion. That was from Michael Weaver, MD, who's a professor of psychiatry at McGovern Medical School at UT Health Houston, meduth.edu. Positive attitude improves mild cognitive impairment, says Becca Levy, PhD. Her recent findings, recovery from mild cognitive impairment is 30% more likely among older people who have positive beliefs about aging. Such beliefs were also associated with lower odds of developing MCI. Exercises to improve age positivity. Keep a journal for a week, noting aging-related messages, positive or negative. Blame ageism, not aging, for problems when appropriate, and challenge incorrect aging stereotypes. Becca Levy, PhD, is a professor of public health and psychology at Yale School of Public Health in New Haven, Connecticut, and she's also co-author of a study published in JAMA Network Open. She is author of Breaking the Age Code. Our next topic is Editor's Note, Retirement. Not my plan just yet. When I first started working in the 1980s, I remember thinking that retirement was so far away. My practical-minded father would remind me regularly to start saving, even though my retirement was decades into the future, and I have always taken advantage of the retirement vehicles offered to me through my employers, putting aside a small amount from each paycheck. Now that I am in my 60s, retirement still seems very far away. After all, the world has changed drastically since my parents retired years ago. For one thing, it costs a lot more to retire. In fact, our savings have to be pretty robust for us to flat out stop working. For another thing, well, maybe I just don't want to retire, and I am not ashamed to admit it. I like my job. I enjoy putting together issues of useful information for our readers. I enjoy my relationships with my coworkers and all the knowledgeable experts in our pages. And I truly wonder what I would do with my days if I didn't work. Gardening? No. My husband says that I invariably sentence our plants to death. Cooking? No, and you would understand why if you ever tried anything I prepared. Travel? Possibly, but I still like the comforts of home most of the time. In this issue's informative retirement section, we have lots of stories about managing your finances during retirement, and then for those of you like me who aren't quite ready to think about retiring, we have a story explaining how to manage that as well. So, bottom liners, settle in. I hope to be with you for many more years to come. What are your plans for the next several decades? And it's signed Kelly McCourt. And you, of course, she's the editor. Okay, let's move on to our first story, which is titled, You Don't Have to Live with Chronic Pain. America has a pain problem. A National Institute of Health study revealed that Americans are more likely to develop chronic pain than they are to develop diabetes, high blood pressure, or depression. This is no shock to pain experts like Tara Lynn Hollins, MD from Cleveland Clinic, South Point Hospital. She routinely sees patients battling pain, described as unrelenting, aching, stabbing, burning, and more. In fact, one in five Americans live with chronic pain, defined as pain experienced on most or all days for 3 months, and nearly one in 10 have high-impact chronic pain that has lasted 3 months and is severe enough to limit at least one work or day-to-day activity. Bottom Line Personal asked Dr. Hollins why we have chronic pain and what we can do about it. When the pain alarm is struck, pain is the body's warning that whatever you're doing will likely cause injury. When you unwittingly grab the handle on a hot pan, nerve cells in your hand detect the heat and release neurotransmitters that shoot a pain signal up the spinal cord to the brain, screaming, "Danger, this will burn you." When your brain hears this message, it makes you feel pain in your hand and prompts you to yank your hand away from the handle. Whether you're left with a bit of lingering redness and sensitivity or an angry blister, the pain has accomplished its goal, to get you out of an unsafe situation. Other examples of acute pain, temporary pain that starts suddenly for a logical reason and stops once the injury has healed, include a stubbed toe, broken bone, herniated disc, or even surgical pain. The problem occurs when the pain-signaling neurotransmitters continue to fire back and forth for months, even after the injury has healed, revving the brain in a way that perpetuates the pain. Your wound, broken bone, or surgical site may be healed, but you still feel pain there. That pain actually is being created and sustained by the brain. Chronic pain isn't always due to injury. It is a symptom of many conditions, including osteoarthritis, back pain, fibromyalgia, migraine, and irritable bowel syndrome. And there are even times when the pain lacks a clear cause. Who's at risk? Women, Native Americans, and people of multiracial ethnicity are at greater risk for acute pain that morphs into chronic pain. Also at greater risk are people who have experienced emotional trauma in the past, live with depression and anxiety, and/or whose pain started in a traumatic way. When does pain become chronic pain? Chronic pain physically and chemically changes the nervous system, heightening a person's sensitivity to pain. With the brain's pain alarm stuck in the on position, the individual becomes hypervigilant to pain in other areas of his or her body. A migraine patient may report higher than usual pain after knee surgery, for instance, or may start perceiving things that would otherwise not cause discomfort, such as a hug as painful stimuli. About 25% of people with chronic pain develop chronic pain syndrome when recurrent pain creeps into other areas of life in the form of depression, anxiety, insomnia, alcohol or drug use, and other stress-related symptoms. Chronic pain is notoriously difficult to treat. For decades, doctors tried to dull chronic pain with powerful opioid medications, including oxycodone, which is also known as OxyContin, hydrocodone, which is known as Vicodin, codeine, and morphine. But these drugs are designed for only short-term use to ease such acute pain, such as post-operative pain. They usually don't help chronic pain. In fact, long-term opioid use can worsen chronic pain by making the opioid receptor sensitive. Opioids cause a paradoxical response. Opioids also have side effects and are highly addictive. Some smarter treatment options for chronic pain, diclofenac gel, also known as Voltaren, a topical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory gel, relieves pain where you apply it. Even though chronic pain originates in the brain, there can be local inflammation and muscle irritation that respond to topical products. Unlike oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen and naproxen, diclofenac is well tolerated by people with poor kidney function. Applying it topically also prevents the side effects of long-term NSAID use, such as peptic ulcer and gastrointestinal bleeding. Diclofenac also is available in a prescription-only patch called a Flector patch. The gel can be applied up to 4 times a day. The patch is changed daily. Both can be used for several months with less needed over time. Antidepressants and anti-seizure medications. Many chronic pain sufferers find relief with drugs that act on the brain or spinal cord, not by blocking the pain, but by calming neurotransmitter activity to ease pain. Certain antidepressants treat pain by ramping up production of serotonin and other pain-relieving neurotransmitters. These drugs work double duty for patients with depression and anxiety, both of which fuel the chronic pain cycle. Examples of pain-relieving antidepressants and anti-seizure medications, these drugs all take several weeks to deliver relief. Venlafaxine, also known as Effexor, this antidepressant, a serotonin and norepinephrine uptake inhibitor, also known as SNRI, is used to treat pain associated with osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and lower back pain. Duloxetine, also known as Cymbalta, another SNRI, can help with fibromyalgia, diabetic peripheral neuropathic pain, chronic back pain, and arthritis. Pregabalin, also known as Lyrica, an anti-seizure medication, is a synthetic form gamma-aminobutyric acid, an anti-inflammatory neurotransmitter that dampens nerve pain, including pain that occurs after shingles. Gabapentin, also known as Neurontin, is an anti-seizure drug used to treat nerve pain. Powerful pairings, sometimes an antidepressant and an anti-seizure medication, are needed. For example, a combination of pregabalin and duloxetine can ease chemotherapy-induced pain experienced by breast cancer patients. Acupuncture, according to this traditional Chinese medical practice, inserting needles into points throughout the body, unblocks energy called qi, helping to resolve pain and other chronic conditions. Stimulating the acupoints triggers production of pain-relieving endogenous opioids, the body's version of prescription opioids, which can offer a reprieve from discomfort while reducing the need for pain medication. Western medicine is catching on to acupuncture's power to alleviate chronic neck, back, and shoulder pain, osteoarthritis, knee pain, chronic headache, and more. Fascinating, acupuncture lowers circulating levels of the inflammatory pain-inciting enzyme COX-2. Oral NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, also known as Advil, and naproxen, known as Aleve, work at least in part by inhibiting COX-2. Brain reprocessing therapy, also known as PRT. With this mind-body approach, patients work with a pain management therapist to change how they think about their chronic pain. PRT teaches patients to view long-term pain as a real yet harmless sensation created by the brain, not as a sign of a physical abnormality. They learn how the pain-fear cycle intensifies pain and work with the therapist to gather evidence that shows the pain is not due to a physical problem. For example, a back pain patient may see on an MRI that she has no bulging discs, or the therapist may point out that her pain began during a very stressful time in her life. Reframing thoughts, beliefs, and fears about pain often leads to a reduction in that pain. PRT is most effective with pain that has no obvious physical cause. In other words, it is not related to a prior injury. You can find a pain psychologist at the website of the American Association of Pain Psychology. That information was provided based on an interview with pain medicine specialist and anesthesiologist Tara Lynn Hollins, MD, physician in the Department of Pain Management at Cleveland Clinic South Point Hospital in Warrensville Heights, Ohio. Our next topic, bottom line on the news. On a cruise, get the cruise line's emergency number before stepping off the ship, cautions travel safety expert Kevin Coffey. The number may be printed on the back of stateroom key cards, but some cruise lines use wearable medallions that don't have information written on them or offer only an emergency contact app. Also carry the number separately in case your phone or key card is lost while in port. Note, each port of call may have a different number. That information was supplied by Kevin Coffey, who is a travel risk consultant, retired LAPD detective, and CEO of CorporateTravelSafety.com. Lab-grown meats are now reality, reports Joel Furman, MD. The FDA has greenlit two companies, Upside Foods and Good Meat, to market meat products cultured from chicken egg cells. Even culinary experts tell the difference from chicken grown traditionally. Proponents tout the environment and ethical benefits. Health-wise, because Americans already consume too much animal protein, we'd be better off switching to a plant-centered diet. Joel Furman, MD, is a board-certified family physician, nutrition and natural healing expert, and New York Times best-selling author. His most recent book is Eat for Life. Sleep perception can be more important than reality, according to a recent study. Recent finding, the better people believe they slept the night before, the better their mood and life satisfaction tends to be the next day. How well people actually slept the night before, as measured by wearable devices that monitor sleep quality, is much less predictive of self-reported well-being. Try to remind yourself of the sleep you managed to get following a difficult night rather than focusing on the time spent tossing and turning. That's from a study of 109 young adults led by Anita Lennis, PhD, psychologist and honorary research fellow, and researchers at University of Warwick, UK, which was published in Emotion. Which credit card should be in your wallet in 2024? Spending patterns have shifted in recent years and household budgets have been reshaped. Are your current credit cards still the most appropriate options? Ted Rossman, credit card expert at bankrate.com and creditcards.com, offers a look at some compelling cards that could deserve a place in your wallet now. Best low interest rate credit cards. U.S. credit card debt is closing in on $1 trillion. If you carry a credit card balance, finding a card that charges little or no interest could be a huge money saver if you are looking to pay down your balance as quickly as possible and carry credit card debt no longer than necessary. Many cards continue to offer long 0% introductory rates even as interest rates rise, including Bank of America's Bank AmeriCard. New cardholders receive a 0% introductory rate on both new purchases and balance transfers for the first 21 months. Wells Fargo Reflect Card matches that 21-month 0% introductory rate, but falls short in one key area. Bank AmeriCard charges a reasonable 3% balance transfer fee. Reflect charges a steep 5%. Citi Simplicity Card also offers a 21-month 0% introductory rate on balance transfers with a reasonable 3% balance transfer fee. But Simplicity's 0% introductory rate on new purchases made with the card lasts only 12 months. One perk, unlike virtually all other credit cards, Simplicity doesn't impose late fees or penalty interest rates. That's a plus for anyone prone to missing payment deadlines. Also worth considering, First Tech Choice Rewards MasterCard offers a 0% rate on balance transfers for 12 months with no balance transfer fee charged on transfers made within 90 days of opening the account. If you can pay off a transferred balance before those 12 months are up, the lack of a balance transfer fee makes this card more appealing than the previous 21-month introductory rate cards. Available only to members of First Technology Federal Credit Union, but virtually anyone can be a member of that credit union by paying a token amount to join one of its partner nonprofit organizations. Another option is to skip the 0% introductory offers and instead transfer your balance to a card that has an ongoing interest rate much lower than the 20% plus that's now common. But even the lowest ongoing credit card rates tend to be near or above 10% these days, so carrying debt on cards should not be considered a viable long-term strategy if there's any way to avoid it. Credit union cards tend to offer the lowest ongoing interest rates. Visit credit unions' websites for membership details and applications. Lake Michigan Credit Union Prime Platinum Card recently offered rates as low as 11.5%. As with most cards, the rate you're offered will depend on your credit score. Virtually anyone can join this credit union by making a one-time $5 contribution to the nonprofit ALS Foundation. NASA Federal Credit Union Visa Classic offers rates as low as 12.4% and as low as 9.4% on balances transferred to the card with no balance transfer fees. Virtually anyone can join this credit union by signing up for a complimentary membership in the National Space Society. Navy Federal Platinum Credit Card offers rates as low as 10.99%. The card also has an ultra-low 0.99% balance transfer introductory rate for the first 12 months, with no balance transfer fee. Navy Federal Credit Union is open to current and former members of the Armed Forces and their family household members, Department of Defense employees, and the spouses, children, grandchildren, parents, grandparents, and household members of this credit union's current members. Unify Financial Credit Union Visa Platinum Card recently offered rates as low as 9.49%, one of the very few sub-10% ongoing interest rates still available. Virtually anyone can join this credit union without paying a fee. USAA Rate Advantage Visa Platinum Card offers rates as low as 11.9% and has a 0% balance transfer introductory rate that lasts 15 months. USAA isn't a credit union, but it has credit union-like eligibility requirements. It's open to current and former members of the military and their spouses, as well as children of USAA members. The best travel credit cards. Travel is back, but airlines, hotels, and car rentals are significantly more expensive than before the pandemic. That's a good reason to apply for a card that provides airline miles or other perks that trim travel costs. The best travel card for you might be the card affiliated with whichever airline or hotel chain you use most. But some travel cards that aren't tied to a particular travel brand are excellent as well. Platinum card from American Express is a great card for frequent travelers. Its many valuable perks can more than cover its steep annual fee, especially if you travel often. The card currently offers 80,000 points for making $6,000 in purchases in the first 6 months, plus 5 points per dollar on hotels and airfares booked directly or through American Express Travel. Points can be transferred to any of American Express's many travel partners, among other redemption options. This card has an extremely steep $695 annual fee, but justifies that cost with a long list of travel-related perks, including a $200 annual airline fee credit, a $200 annual credit for select prepaid hotel stays booked through American Express, $100 in annual Saks Fifth Avenue credits, $240 in annual streaming service credits, access to American Express and Priority Pass airport lounges, travel insurance, automatic gold status with Marriott and Hilton, and much more. Limitation, though, while this card provides entry to American Express airport lounges, a recent rule change means that cardholders must pay steep fees to bring travel companions into these lounges. Chase Sapphire Preferred is an excellent option if you travel somewhat regularly, but not often enough to justify American Express Platinum's steep annual fee. This Chase card provides 60,000 points when new cardholders spend $4,000 on the card in the first 3 months. Cardholders also can earn 5 points for each dollar spent on travel purchases through Chase's Ultimate Rewards program, 3 points for each dollar spent on dining and select streaming services, and more. Each point is worth $1.25 when redeemed for travel booked through Chase. So that 60,000 initial bonus alone is worth $750 toward travel, easily justifying this card's $95 annual fee. Points also can be transferred to a range of hotel and airline rewards programs. Wells Fargo Autograph is an appealing entry-level travel-focused credit card offering significant savings on travel-related spending with no annual fee. Cardholders earn the equivalent of 3% cash back on travel, restaurants, gas, transit, including rideshare services, parking and tolls, phone plans, and streaming services. New cardholders also receive the equivalent of $200 cash back if they make $1,000 in purchases in their first 3 months. Also consider if there's one airline you fly more often than the rest, it's probably worth signing up for that airline's branded credit card. These cards typically offer sufficient frequent flyer miles as a sign-up bonus that new cardholders can virtually take a trip for free, though details vary. Many airline-branded cards also provide cardholders and their travel companions one fee-free checked bag per trip, a valuable perk in this era of steep airline baggage fees. Best cash back cards. Some credit cards offer 2 to 6% cash back on certain purchases, and many of these provide attractive initial bonuses as well. Citi Double Cash and Wells Fargo Active Cash might be the very best reward options, especially for people who want to keep it simple and earn a solid, if not spectacular, all-around return without too many hoops to jump through. While other cards offer steeper cashback rates in certain spending categories and/or up to spending limits, these two cards keep things simple. They offer the equivalent of 2% cash back on all purchases. The Wells Fargo card also has a $200 bonus for spending at least $500 in the first 3 months. That's the final article from the December 1st and December 15, 2023 issue of Bottom Line Personal. This program and all of the programs you hear on Chris are available on demand on our website and our telephone reader service. I'm Arlene Ford. So long, till next time.